Hi guys, welcome to a special episode of Friendly Horror. So this episode will be a little different. So because of our good old friend Corona, she is not allowing us to record the friendly part of this podcast. Instead, we do have a lot of horrors to share with you. But yeah, I didn't want to expose anyone or make anyone come out of their house just to record this podcast. But I do have extra time right now, so I thought this is the perfect opportunity to finally get back on track with Friendly Horrors. So, if you're new here, Friendly Horrors is a podcast that I started. My name is Alejandra, and I started this podcast because I love all things creepy, and that ranges from things like scary stories, paranormal activities, conspiracy theories, unsolved mysteries, legends, like urban legends, folktale, and of course murders. So this is probably my fourth episode maybe that I'm recording. This is the second one that I'm doing. This is the second one that I'm doing alone. But this is supposed to be kind of like a comedy horror kind of thing. Like, this is a moment that I want you to take and relax. Do not think of this as a stressful time. And also, I want you to remember that I am more like Wikipedia than I am like a scholarly research. If you have a paper about a murder, do not use me as your source. But Wikipedia all the way. I started this podcast because I think I'm funny. Some people agree with me and some people don't. But for the most part, I can crack some jokes, and I think I have a soothing, angelic voice. And if you didn't know, that was a joke. But I actually think my voice is quite annoying, so to hear myself speak is a lot. But I do enjoy recording and figuring this out and then researching these things. So that's kind of a quick thing. So, like I said, with Corona, I didn't really want to expose people to coming out of their houses and, or me going to their houses just to, I am also not a professional, so I don't have a recording studio or anything, obviously. I don't think I had to say that. For a couple of weeks, I think, or months, I don't know how long Corona is going to last. I think I will be doing some episodes by myself, and they're going to be shorter episodes, so they're going to be mini, tiny, short, small, all the synonyms of small, episodes, smallisodes. That's funny. Okay, anyway, I don't really know what else to say about that, but, today I'm going to do kind of one that I haven't really even touched on. Of course, I've only had like 3 episodes. But also, let me know if the audio is better. I have a new microphone and have headphones in. The headphones are kind of added accessories just so I know that I'm talking loud enough into the microphone. I gotta stop saying, I'm gonna come up with a new word instead of saying, I'm gonna be like, that was so stupid. Anyway, let's get on to our next horror. So, this is an urban legend. I haven't done this yet. And I am doing... Oh, wait. Before I get started on that, this is a moment to relax. Consider this your time of meditation. Or consider this, if you are an essential worker, thank you for being a member of that workforce. Driving your car, soothe yourself, relax. Or if you're working from home and you need something to distract you for 20 minutes, put on my angelic voice every week. I need to stop making jokes about my voice because people are going to think that I believe it. Anyway, just a little way to educate. Okay, anyway, today I am doing an urban legend. It is called Bloody Mary. I don't know if you've heard of it. That's a joke. I think everybody has heard of it. I need to stop saying that's a joke, and I'm gonna let you decide what you think is funny and what is not. But probably like 70% of the time I'm joking. So if you think I say something and you're like, that was stupid, it was probably a joke. So let's get started with Bloody Mary. So Bloody Mary was an urban legend that I was fascinated with. And when I say fascinated, I truly mean fascinated. I remember being in fifth grade and reading the freaking encyclopedia, just looking for Bloody Mary. So I went to a Catholic school, which is why I was so interested in this urban legend. And to be quite honest, I think I got my Marys confused. I think I, to some extent, wasn't sure who would show up when I said Bloody Mary into the mirror. So if you don't know who Bloody Mary is, or are like, God, she sounds familiar, let me go back and share some histories. So the interesting thing about urban legends is that there's so many different versions of the story that it comes from like a mixture of different places that makes this story. So like there's many variations. So if you have a different version, please let me know. I have an email. It's friendlyhorrors@gmail.com that you can send that at. Or I have a Facebook page. Please go like that Facebook page. It has about 3 likes right now, which is amazing. One for each episode. friendlyhorrors@gmail.com or friendlyhorrors on Facebook. Or if you know me, you can send me a text message. I don't care. Where was I? Oh, so I was actually terrified of doing the research for this episode because I was afraid that pictures of a bloody lady were gonna come up, and I didn't want to see that. Fun fact about me, I love scary things and all this murdery stuff and stuff like that, but I absolutely freaking hate blood. When I was in 8th grade, I actually fainted when we were talking about blood. I can't handle blood, and I was often told that I should be a doctor, and I was like, I would probably be the worst doctor ever, fainting every time I see a patient's blood. So, anyway, I digress. I don't really know what that means, but I hear people say that, so I'm gonna say that too. I digress. So, for real now. So, Bloody Mary allegedly began with a woman holding a mirror and a candle in her hand, and they were supposed to walk backwards up a flight of stairs in a dark house. And when they looked into the mirror when walking backwards up a flight of stairs, they would see the face of their future husband or the possibility of seeing the face of the Grim Reaper / skull. And if they saw the skull, this meant that they were going to die before getting married. And if I'm being quite honest, this is a risky little game. I don't know if I would want to play. Not that I'm scared of dying alone, but like, I definitely probably am. So this version of the story I had never heard before, but I did think that it was interesting. If I would have done this, I think that I would definitely have seen the skull, because I know for a fact I could not walk up a flight of stairs backwards holding a candle without either falling or throwing the candle, and I would have definitely started the house on fire. So the Grim Reaper definitely would have come for me that same night. So anyway, after more research on Bloody Mary and about the different things that I saw, she was after more research on Bloody Mary and talks about her being either a witch or like a spawn of Satan. But for the most part, they talked about talking to a mirror and saying Bloody Mary a certain number of times. It ranged from 3, 5, 7, or even 13. And all the versions include saying it in front of the mirror, like I said. And depending on the version, a different Mary would come. So there were some Marys that would scratch your face off after summoning her. And then depending on the Mary that was summoned, for instance, she might kill her summoner, make you go crazy, drag you into the mirror, or just scare you. I feel like the version I knew was always like she would drag you into a mirror and then you lived in the mirror for the rest of your life. So if you've listened to my past episodes of my podcast, the school I went to was definitely probably haunted. So they always wanted to do Bloody Mary in the mirror, and I was terrified, so I would never do it. But it was always a possibility. Just know that. I could have definitely been dragged into the mirror. So Mary is supposedly a witch that was killed by executions for practicing black magic. Or Mary was a woman who died in an awful car accident and had her face mutilated by accident. However, the Mary I knew was different. She was a queen of England. And after some research about this, I saw that that idea of Mary was that Mary the First killed young women for their blood to take baths in as a way to preserve her youth. But this was also kind of like different than the version I knew. But I might have mixed everything all together from like rumors and stories I heard about like different queens of England, I guess. So Mary was the Queen of England, and she wanted so desperately to have a baby, but she had so many miscarriages, and after the miscarriages there was something about the Queen Elizabeth that I don't completely remember, but you know, basically my girl died and was mad and wanted to get her children. So if you said Bloody Mary into the mirror 3 or 5 times, you would see the Queen's face all bloody, and she would make you her child and scare the shit out of you. So yeah, that's my version. So, I never did that. I never had the balls to do it. Not that, like, that risky kind of game is something that I would do. But that's kind of like the Ouija board. Like, I would never do the Ouija board. That is, I don't want to risk that. I don't know if I believe it. But I don't want, like, if I 99.9% believe that it won't work, I don't want that 1% to be right. Like, that 0.1% to be right. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I'm 100% positive that my school is haunted, so I would never risk both Debbie, the girl who haunted my school, and Mary to come and get to me. So, yeah, Bloody Mary still terrifies me to this day, and the reason it, like, zoomed back into my mind was because I saw a trailer for the movie Candyman, and it seemed very similar, like, you would summon Candyman, and then he would basically come and kill you. But I didn't do my research on Candyman, and I don't know if that's a real urban legend or if that's, like, kind of similar to Bloody Mary. But there's a lot of movies of Bloody Mary, but I would never watch it either because I'm terrified. I used to love scary movies, but ever since I saw Insidious, the first one, in the movie theater, I haven't really been able to watch a scary movie seriously anymore, if that makes sense. I thought it was very scary, some parts of it, and there's just, like, scary moments that are engraved in my head forever, and I can't sleep after that. So, I also have anxiety, so things like that really, really pique it, if you know what I mean. So, anyway, that's all I have for this episode, and like I said, these are shorter episodes because I don't have my guest, and I don't have people to, like, bounce off at and be hilarious. Right now, it was just kind of funny, but, like, other times, I'm hilarious. You know what I mean? If you know, you know. Also, fun fact, this research was done at 3 a.m. in a hospital. So, if I wasn't killed by Bloody Mary, I don't know who was. What did I just say? So, please let me know what you guys thought about this episode, if this is something that I should continue doing or stop doing altogether. Like I said, I have a Facebook page, Friendly Horrors, just like it's spelled in the title, FEINDLEHORRORS. So, friendlyhorrors@gmail.com or the Facebook page, Friendly Horrors. Or if you're my friend or family member and or my biggest number one fan and have my phone number, please feel free to text me about what you thought about this episode, if the audio is better, if there's something that I can improve, if you have any ideas for future episodes, or if you think that I should quit while I'm ahead, please let me know. And stay safe, everybody. Stay home. if you can, stay home and wash your hands. Anyway, I will see you guys next week if all goes well. Okay, bye guys.